This videotape demonstrates our real-time viewer for light fields. This light field was constructed from rendered images of a Dragon computer model. We can zoom in, roam around, and at each observer viewpoint, a view with correct perspective and shading is computed by extracting a two-dimensional slice from the four-dimensional light field. Here we see the two planes that parameterize our light field. If we zoom out, you can see those planes as two quadrilaterals. The red-green quadrilateral is the UV, or camera plane. The blue-alpha quadrilateral is the ST, or focal plane. Conceptually, to construct one view, we draw these as two texture-mapped polygons. Then, the red, green, blue, and alpha values become the UVST coordinates for accessing the light field. In fact, we implement this entirely in software, and you never see the two polygons. When we construct a light field, we should use aperture filtering to avoid aliasing artifacts. We have not done this in the light field on the left. Each image was synthesized with a pinhole camera model. Notice how the feet jump around. This is an aliasing artifact. The light field on the right was constructed with aperture anti-aliasing, in other words, a finite depth of field. The jumping around is replaced by a blur. This is a low-resolution light field. In a higher-resolution field, the blur would look entirely natural. When we draw a light field, we should interpolate among the available samples to avoid the artifacts you see here. If we interpolate on the UV, or camera plane, you can see how these artifacts are reduced. If, however, we zoom in, you can still see pixels. Adding another interpolation on the ST, or focal plane, eliminates these as well. This is now a quadrilinear interpolation, which slows down rendering somewhat. This visualization shows an entire low-resolution light field. The white pixels indicate which samples are being used to construct the perspective view at the center. As we zoom in, you can see how these samples disperse throughout the array, as you would expect. We actually see two visualizations here. A UV array of ST images on the left, and an ST array of UV images on the right. First, on the left, each image is the angular distribution of rays around a point on the UV, or camera plane. It looks like a perspective view of the scene. On the right, angular distributions around points on the ST, or focal plane. These look like reflectance maps, because the object was near the ST plane. Finally, some examples. This light field was constructed from orthographic rather than perspective images. These are volume renderings made from a computed tomography dataset. The organ on the left is the kidney, surrounded by vasculature and a part of the skeletal system. This light field was constructed using our computer-controlled camera gantry. The clipping artifact you see is due to its limited range of motion. Notice the magnifying glass. All of the optical effects you see through it are correct. To render these from a computer model would require a real-time ray tracer. Here is a full surround light field, constructed using four 90-degree sweeps of our computer-controlled gantry. This allows us to move completely around the object, as you see here. The aperture used when acquiring these images was not quite wide enough for the spacing between camera positions. This leads to some aliasing artifacts, which you can see around the head of the lion. The dataset on the right is a compressed version of this same light field. It was compressed 120:1 using a combination of vector quantization and entropy coding. Artifacts due to this compression are minor and not at all evident on this NTSC recording. The dataset on the left required 400 megabytes, the dataset on the right, 3 megabytes. This final example is a portion of UC Berkeley's Soda Hall. This is an outward-looking light field, and we are permitted to roam around within a 20-foot square region of space at the intersection of two hallways. Walking into one of the rooms we see here would require stitching together multiple light fields.